Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In military life, relationships often face times of separation, and being prepared for those times before they occur will help everyone in the long run. Many of the obstacles faced in long-distance relationships are similar to those in face-to-face relationships. The difference with long-distance relationships is that even those who have wonderful communication skills can have difficulties getting their point across. Over time, this breakdown in communication can have long-term effects and can cause relationships to fall apart without proper intervention. Maintaining your intimacy during deployment is never easy. It takes a lot of effort on both sides, but it is possible. Working on your communication skills while you're apart may even help you discover new levels of intimacy through the process. Here are some tips to get you started. Number one, be a giver. Be willing to put in the work. Your loved one is worth it. By being willing to connect with him or her in their language and through a method that speaks to them the most, your effort will go a long way toward building that intimacy. Number two, write a letter. Emails are a great way to communicate information day to day because it's quick and efficient, but there's nothing more exciting than getting a letter or a card in the mail. By taking the time to write out a letter, you've shown your partner that you are willing to spend quality time with them, even if it is through ink and paper. Number three, send pictures. By sending pictures, you keep your loved one visually involved in your life. Share your adventure and your smile through pictures. Whether you're the deployed member or the person at home, remember that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Just one note of warning. Remember that if you send a digital picture to your service member, it is not private. So it's best to avoid sharing those private images until you come back together again. Number four, video chat. The creation of apps and programs that allow you to chat with your loved one face to face is a relationship game changer. While not as wonderful as up close and personal, this still goes a long way toward building those bonds and continuing intimacy. And number five, embrace the power of sound. If you have a hard time saying things in person, or even in writing, you can always record a voice message and send it. If music is more your thing, send your loved one a playlist of things that you think they would like, or choose a playlist of things that describes how you feel about them. Use your creativity. You'll learn a lot about each other through this exchange. And lastly, but most importantly, remember that the art of communication is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. It is unique to you and your relationship, but there are some things that stand true for everyone. You must be willing to be open and honest with one another. As we've talked about in other podcasts, it is just as important that you listen as it is that you talk. And when it's your time to talk, be encouraging. Relationships require teamwork, and it is important that both parties take time to encourage each other and participate in the conversation. Be prepared to ask questions that require thought, but also leave room for creativity. Sometimes some of the most off-the-wall questions lead to the best conversations. In the end, be flexible and relax. Communication takes work, especially when it involves long distances, but in the end, the rewards are well worth the effort. This was just a small piece from our Love Long Distance class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.